Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net for the 23rd of October, 2023. Now that's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress, and everybody here knows all that, so I'm going to skip forward a little bit. Anyone who's listening to the archive of this, you can learn more by directing your web browser to sdf.org. But if you're listening to the archive, you probably already know all about this. So, I will pause now for priority traffic or to let stations to disconnect if they don't want to stick around for our net.
I wouldn't even ask them. We've heard from Michael. He's in the middle of instructing in robotics class. So, he's tied up in Calgary, Alberta. But don't ask somebody. Just tell them we're going to do it. And don't get lost.
Okay, good to hear that he's okay. So, I am Alpha Bravo 9, Foxtrot Juliet, the net control station today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. Well, really, there's only three of us in here, four of us, counting me. Everybody here knows what we do, how we do it. Let's skip down the script here. The topic of the week. Now, a couple of weeks ago, I think my topic was, have you been in a situation where a ham club you belong to got a large donation or bequest? And that did not engender a whole lot of response. So this week I'm kind of pursuing the same subject, only a different question, and that is, if the club that you belong to suddenly got like a six-figure donation, what would you propose that the club do with some of that money? So think about what your club could do if it had a bunch of money to spend. Now, so anyway, there's only three or four of us here, so give you some time to think about that while I go back to my script here and see if I have anything else to say. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, we all know this stuff. The people who are listening on a non-radio, they must be wondering what the heck is going on here. I'm slightly lubricated. And with only the four of us here, I don't think that I need to do a lot of explanation. So let me run down the list here. I see N4RNW, KD9NDJ, VK6BQQ, and me. Those are already on my list, and I will start going down my list in a moment here. Let's start with VK6BQQ and see what he thinks.
AB9FJ in the group, VK6BQQ. As I say, Michael is doing his things with robotics and some young folks that are interested in robotics. So that's kind of neat stuff. Always interesting to see what people are doing. But golly, money, that's always a good bit of a interest. So I'm just wondering, years ago we had all sorts of test equipment and whatnot, and I'm wondering if your club or any club has test equipment and how they do what they do. A lot of young folks coming in now, so we'll just have to see how the money flows. But yeah, interesting topic here, Wayne. Back to you, sir. AB9FJ in the group, VK6BQQ. Money's always good.
Okay, thank you, Reg. And yes, that that has been suggested, a kind of a lending library of test equipment. I'm thinking things like antenna analyzers and SWR/power meters. And there are probably some other things that I could think of. They don't cost all that much, really, and they would be a boon to the local ham community. Other suggestions, well, one thing that some of our local club members have been dreaming of for years is to have a clubhouse, like a piece of land and a building on that land where we could have our club meetings and where we could have a club station that club members could come and operate. That's a pretty major investment in real estate and equipment and things like security and utilities, and so could very quickly eat up the entire bequest that we received recently. But it is kind of the gold standard of what we would want to do if money was no object. Other topics are things like making sure that all of the local public libraries have copies of the big ARRL and the independent license manuals, study guides, the antenna handbook, the ARRL handbook, important books like that. Make sure that the libraries have those available for newbies, possibly new hams to check them out and learn that stuff. Let's see, what else have I heard suggestions of? Well, that gives you an idea of some of the things. The books are pretty cheap. $200 or $300 would probably outfit a single library with a good collection of handbooks. A couple thousand dollars would probably outfit the club with a good lending library of test equipment. And a clubhouse, we're probably talking about tens of thousands, maybe even more. So that gives you a little bit of a spectrum there. So anyway, next on my list here, how about N4RNW?
Well, good evening, Wayne, Ken, Reg, and everybody else listening. I step forward and claim my award tonight for having the most number of letters in my first name. I beat everybody else, Ken, Wayne, and Reg. So that's about all that's going on down here in sunny Southwest Florida. It's dark. I understand the Orionid meteor showers had their peak last night, but they might still be going on, and those are meteors that come from the constellation Orion as it looks after midnight our time. Other than that, nothing new. Back to you, Wayne, N4RNW.
Yes, indeed. Remnants of Halley's Comet. And I thought about going out there to look at that, but where I live, we probably have too much light pollution, so I would have probably had to drive way farther out into the countryside to get a good view. And, well, I just wasn't up to doing that. So I did not go meteor hunting. Thank you, Harold. And, yes, you do win the prize, six letters in your name. And that's probably, let's see. What else could we say? You're probably the easternmost station to check in. So there you go. Multiple prizes for you there. Next on my list is Ken, KD9, and DJ.
Good evening, Wayne, and everybody on the net, Reg, et cetera. My SDF username is KDB. Been on comm very much, or on a radio very much for that matter, because I took a little camping trip. I went up to a local state recreational area called Moraine View. Moraine is a pile of dirt left behind by a grit glacier, and so you camp right on the glacier. One of my favorite spots in Illinois, actually. It's beautiful. Did some walking, did some biking, had a very good time. It's good to get out and about. So I haven't really thought much about what might be done with the money. The thing about money is there's always, it's either too much of it for something and not enough quite for something else, so it's an odd thing. Hang on to it, maybe. I don't know what the rules and regulations are about requests to globes. Anyway, back to the next band. Back to you, Wayne. This is KD9NDJ.
Okay, thank you, Ken. Just to let you know, there were some strange audio artifacts on your transmission there. It wasn't enough to make you uncopyable, but it was kind of weird. So I don't know if you can... I mean, after the net is over, you might be able to listen to the archive. I don't know what it was. It wasn't the typical power supply issue that we pretty frequently have. So, anyway, just so you know. Excuse me. So, thank you for your comments there. And I see no new stations have joined us, and we're only 13 and a half minutes into the hour. And I'm trying to think of something else to say and drawing a blank. So at this point, we're kind of waiting for the HAM conference to finish up whatever they're doing. I guess they've got some kind of net going on over there. And when that's done, VK3HJQ and VK2DY will join us. So until then, there's nothing to do but sit here either quietly or find something to chat about amongst us. So I'm going to sit back and just wait for a few minutes and see what happens.
Yeah, you'll find that that's an RF situation with Ken. I think he's got a portable or something in his shack, and it does get quite noisy, so maybe we could resolve that issue.
KD9NDJ here. I'm using a portable. I've got a Baofeng. I'm about 2 or 3 feet from the receiver. It's All-Star, is the protocol. And it's interesting if it's RF. I hadn't considered that as a possible problem, but indeed, the whole thing is on it's on UHF. I'm at 446.3, and that's communicating with my little hotspot here. So I don't know, how is this sounding, KD9NDJ?
That sounded a little bit better to me. Back to Reg.
Yeah, Ken, it's obviously a RF situation, and you're in and out. We can hear the static. I'm on a headset right now, and it can be a bit of a challenge, but your issue is with RF.
Yeah, I would be challenged. I've got some ferrite on a few things, on the power supply. It's a Raspberry Pi 4 doing the running the software. So, you know, I could try RF a few other places. I mean, ferrite a few other places to see if I can't kill out the RF gremlins. But also, you know, I can try a different radio. That's easy. I'll do that momentarily. This is 89NDJ.
Yeah, it sounds like maybe you've got a rubber duck on that on that particular antenna situation. But yeah, you can hear the thing. As I say, when we use Echolink and our headsets, it's quite evident what it is. So it's definitely an RF issue.
I got a suggestion from Com. Asking if you have a washing machine or maybe a dishwasher operating right now.
Negative. I believe that we're pretty electrical quiet, but it's definitely a rubber duck on this thing. It's not just a rubber duck. It's a very flexible, spongy, long wire kind of antenna. I'm going to change radios momentarily. Stand by.
All right, that transmission was pretty clean. You've been getting better each time.
Well, no matter what we do, it's still an RF issue. So you might want to put a connector on that thing and put a different device. But definitely RF getting into the system, whether it's a raspberry or a strawberry or whatever it is.
Okay, this is yet another bounce bang and yet another antenna. And I've got bunches of antennas and bunches of radios, maybe two or three other handhelds that could be used. But and also, you know, there's nothing to stop me from tuning up a base station radio. But I like the idea. The whole point for me and All-Star is to be able to roam around. Oops, I just ran the rubber ducky into a piece of wire. How'd that go? Anyway, 89NGK.
Okay, well, that transmission was getting back a little bit noisier. It's just kind of a buzzing, humming sound there. Not quite like what you would expect from a power supply, but similar.
Yeah, that's true for what I'm hearing also. It's not very good audio, but I think that might be endemic to this system, the Shari All-Star. It's not supposed to be high fidelity. Anyway, there's lots of tweaking you can do in the software that involves setting the levels, and it's possible maybe that I'm over-modulating audio. Anyway, I haven't really looked at it. I've just been kind of using it from week to week and not tweaking it, so it's kind of nice to do this. KD9NBJ.
Okay, I don't think you're over-modulating. If anything, you're a little on the low end. But I want to acknowledge that N9MAZ has joined us. Hi, Jim. The topic this week, you know, a couple of weeks ago, I asked if other clubs had received experience of hams in other clubs where they had received a large donation, how they had handled that, what they had done with the money. And didn't get a whole lot of response to that. So now this week the response is, if your club suddenly got a big dose of money, what would you suggest that they do with it? So you just heard that now. You have not had time to think about it. But you can at least greet us and so forth and while you're thinking about that.
Hello, this is N9MAZ, Jim from Chicago. My SDF user ID is Jazmaz. I haven't had much club involvement since I got my first license, mainly just the Chicago FM Club, which is where I tested through and attended some meetings. I'm not sure if they have ever had a large endowment or donation or anything like that that they've had to deal with. I know they used to be a fairly large club at one point in time. But I'll have to think a little bit more about, you know, the hypothetical of what if I was part of a club that was coming into a large financial asset and what will we do with it. But while I think about that, I'll turn things back to you, Wayne.
Okay, and I'll just recap that a couple of the suggestions that we've talked about so far are like a lending library of test equipment, sponsoring the acquisition of the main important books for ham radio for our local library, and the ultimate dream is a clubhouse and club station. You know, real estate and building and all that kind of stuff, towers and antennas and radios and so forth. Something like what DARA has in Dayton, if you've ever been to the Hamvention there. So I'm thinking there are probably things short of that ultimate deal there, the lending library of test equipment and the funding of books in the local public libraries. Those are things that I think we're going to pursue for sure. And I'm wondering if there are any other things that we should have in mind. So, while Jim is thinking about that, let's see if any of the other few stations who are with us this week have thought of something else to add. Okay, I just thought it was worth a try there. So, anybody with anything to say, just speak up and you'll have the floor. And just to reiterate, we're kind of waiting for the half-hour mark for the HAM conference to wrap up whatever they are doing now. They usually have their own net going on at this time. And when that net ends, then they can connect the HAM conference to the TechLink conference, and we can get at least two or more of their stations joining us here. So we're just kind of kicking around, killing time, waiting for 0030 to see if they're going to join us this week.
Wayne, if you're still there, I'll make our contact with HAM and see if they're finished or what they're doing. But I'll give it a try. BK6BQQ, clear in the link.
Okay. Oop. Thank you, Ray. Well, I see a new station has joined us. Listen only, okay. Victor Echo. Is that a two or a three? Victor Echo 2, Romeo Mike Juliet has joined us. Listen only. I don't recognize that call sign, so I'm not sure if you are returning from, have you been here before, or if you are a new check-in.
Where's my log here? Oh.
The E2. RMJ. And you have stumbled upon, perhaps, the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Myth. That Sierra Delta Foxtrot. It stands for Super Dimension Fortress. Long story about it, but what you need to know is that SDF.org is a public access Unix system that you can get yourself a free account and do all kinds of neat stuff with. So, BE2RMJ, welcome to our little net here. We like to know your handle, your QTH, and if you happen to have a SDF login name, username, we'd like to know what that is. So, over to you. That he's listen only. So, I wonder, are you able to participate in the chat room? There's nothing in there right now. Perhaps you're just on a phone. Yeah, well, all right. I see that Reg is back. What is your report?
It'd be 9FJ in the group, BK6BQ2. Well, it looks like it's MIA at the moment. I did get over to the HAM conference, and there's a fair bit of activity amateur-wise, but nobody talking. And, of course, Robert's not there, and John, so I'm not sure exactly what we can do about that, but somebody must be around. Anyway, all good. Yeah, if they would, well, it's always a challenge money-wise to get anything, but I'm just going to maybe take a few seconds, and I'll let you know what I've been doing, and perhaps somebody's got some shekels that they would like to donate to. Something like that would work out. I've had the challenge of various things over the years, but we have a thing called the men's shed. And when I had a bit of a problem, why they came to the rescue, and we ended up with a laptop computer, which really helped. But it's always a bit of a challenge getting things organized. Well, I'll give you a little details on the nets. As they've come over the years, but we'll just back to net VK6BQQ gives you an idea.
Okay, well, thank you, Reg, for checking out the HAM conference, letting us know what's going on over there. So it sounds like we're probably not going to get a lot of stations from there joining us this week. So it probably means we're going to have a short net here. Trying to think what else is going on here. Anyone else, any other comments before I think we're going to wrap up the net pretty soon here?
I just wondered how Ken was making out with his RF issue.
Yeah, Rich, I'm on my third radio now. This is a bit fancier. This is a TYT radio, and it's got a much shorter antenna, so it's more appropriate for the 70-centimeter band, which is what I'm using. So, what do you think?
Yeah, we got RF. Your portable that you're using now, just to do some experimenting, are you on a computer, or are you, how are you actually hooked up to the network?
I'm on a computer. It's a Raspberry Pi 4. The hotspot is connected to the Raspberry Pi, and that's connected to the internet. But there are quite a few computers running in this space, and I would be willing to bet that the computers are part of the problem.
Okay, so you've got a resistor in there somewhere, a rubber duck, and I'm just wondering, while you're moving things around, just transmit not necessarily on the computer, but what am I thinking here? My goodness, my brain's just gone to collapse, I think. But take your portable. You say there's a rubber duck on it. Doesn't matter what the size is, but just relocate while you're transmitting, and see what the RF situation is as you go around your Raspberry Pi and your computer and whatnot. See what the difference is. You'll find there's a fair bit of distance noise-wise, so give it a shot.
Well, I'm inclined to suggest that the issue is not with his transmitter, it's with his receiver. So I'm not sure what to suggest for trying to fix that, but think about your setup. You've probably got your hotspot, and it's got a little tiny antenna on it, probably. And it might be located near a power supply, like a linear power supply, perhaps, or some other source of potential interference. You've transmitted on several different radios, and we've heard artifacts on each one of them. So that's what makes me think that it's not so much from the transmitter, it's something in the receiver, and that's where you should look for a solution.
Well, I can't say I'm well away from any power source because I'm standing under the power line. Okay, I can go to a different part of the yard. Anyway, what do you think, KD9NDJ?
Well, you can hear for yourself when you play back the archive. I'm hoping there'll be an archive. There were still artifacts on there, kind of buzzing. I don't know. Over to you, Reg.
Well, you know, I've been playing with RF for a long time, and you have a portable, you transmit, and RF comes out, and just move your portable around from different locations in your shack, and you'll see where the RF, it'll make a buzz.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I'm moving around, but that doesn't seem to be doing much. I need to try a few experiments that are not involving. I don't know. I have to figure out a way of getting my audio recorded while I'm not actually on a net. I think I can figure that out. Anyway, KD9NBJ.
Do you have a small dummy load that you can attach to your portable? And see if that makes a difference. Just take your little portable rubber duck off, connect up to an actual device and give it a shot to see if it is a load resistor of some sort or whatnot. You might find that to be different.
Yeah, I'll give that a shot. Anyway, another thing that I have noticed is that I do get a lot of RF out of the computer. So when I do HF work, I usually don't use the computer. Unless, of course, I'm doing FDA where I need the computer. But yeah, the computer is noisy. It's a Windows laptop. But if I turn it off, then I can't talk to the Pi, and I need to talk to the Pi to shut it down and fool around on comm. This is K89NDJ.
Ken, how does the hotspot connect to the Raspberry Pi? Is it a USB cable?
Yes, it is.
And how far apart physically are they?
Well, they're pretty far apart, actually, because it's a pretty long USB cable. And that's interesting because the original design was supposed to have the hotspot plugged directly into the Pi, but that doesn't work on the Pi that I've got and the case that it's in.
You can certainly hear the hum in there now, particularly when you have a headset on.
I'm not thinking of any ideas to try. But I'll think about it. So, do we have any more comments for the net before we wrap it up this week? Okay, I'll say that this concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club net at, let's call it 0039 UTC. The afternet, we don't know if that's any use anymore, but you can get on SDF and come into comm, join us in a non-radio. This is Net Control Station, AB9FJ, Sync
73. KD9NDJ, VK6BQQ, if you've got your portable on and you're able to move your portable while you're transmitting to various aspects of your shack there, use EchoTest, so you'll be able to see what you're actually doing, and then you can hear it come back, but definitely the hum is there. Oh, I guess he disappeared. VK60QQ. N9MAZ, Jim, how are you today, sir? VK60QQ Australia. Oh, they've all disappeared.
Hi, Reg. This is Jim, N9MAZ. I'm doing pretty good, just kind of shuffling about and taking care of little odds and ends around the house, and heard the SDF Amateur Radio Club net start, so Wayne asked me if I would join, and I kind of scrambled for my credentials and getting a copy of Echo Link installed on my phone. So, nothing too exciting here.
And 9MAZ, VK60QQ. Fantastic. All right, well, it's always a challenge doing one thing and another, so it's good to hear you in here, sir. And 9MAZ in the group, VK60QQ Australia.